This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kevin Edge joins me on the program. He has been with the Discovery Channel family now for many, many years, but he has been at work for the past few years on an independent film project called Wahoo Wah. It's the history of University of Virginia football, which will premiere this Friday morning at 10 o'clock at the Newcomb Hall Theater. Lots of convenient parking. And Kevin, it's 10 o'clock Friday morning, right?
I think actually, Coy, it might be 10:30.
10:30, I'm sorry. 10:30 on Friday morning. We want to make sure we got that right. And
come early.
Come early and get a good seat. We are expecting a big crowd for this, of course, because it's also Parents' Weekend. So there will be a lot of UVA folks in town who are going to want to see this. So, Kevin, let's start with the obvious question. Why a documentary history of UVA football as opposed to USC or Notre Dame? What is it about the Cavaliers, about football in Virginia that was worthy of a documentary?
That's a great question, and it's one that took several years before I sort of came to that realization that this could make a film, or this could be a story that could be told on film and really capture an audience's imagination and curiosity. And it was just a gradual layering of individual facts and stories about the program that I learned over the years that just built upon itself, that I thought, this is amazing. I mean, Virginia has one of the oldest intercollegiate programs in the country. We tried to prove that they had the fourth oldest. There were rumors and legends of a game as far back as 1870, which would be the second year that intercollegiate football had been taking place. 1869 was the very first year when Princeton and Rutgers played a game. And we read in several old accounts and alumni writings that there was this game in 1870. That just fascinated me. I love any story that talks about someone or something that's the first or one of the very first of its kind. So while that may not necessarily have been we weren't able to prove that, I do know that, you know, Virginia had the very first football program in the South and really started to help develop this sport in an area of the country where there was no intercollegiate football. So they were really teaching themselves. You know, they were writing to the folks at Princeton and Harvard asking what the rules of the game were, and the students were that industrious that they wrote them and said, what are the rules? And the, you know, the big three of Princeton, Yale, and Rutgers got together, and they created some rules and sent them out. So UVA was, I can imagine the students, you know, on grounds reading these rules and then trying to incorporate them into their games. Unfortunately, they sometimes played 100 men per side. So you can imagine that contest on the lawn.
We're talking with Kevin Edds. The website is uvafootballhistory.com, and the premiere is this Friday, November 5th at 10:30, and this will be at Newcomb Hall Theater. And folks, I guess, Kevin, folks can get tickets there when they show up at the box office.
Yes, but they can also go to virginiafilmfestival.org and check out the list of all the different movies that are going to be screening this at the end of this week. A fantastic list, and not just mine, but several others. But you can also buy your tickets online, too, if you'd like to do that.
Now, tell us, too, about the process. Like, where do you go to make a documentary about UVA football and tell this story of this very old collegiate football program? Tell us, you know, some of the people that you got on camera and where you went to do it.
Sure. Well, first it started in some dusty library basements, specifically Alderman Library, and the much, well, I won't compare them, but at the also the very, very nice small special collections library at the University of Virginia. And I also spent time at the Library of Virginia, Harvard's library, the New York Times online. Just a lot of research went into this to really find out not only what UVA was saying about themselves, but what other people were saying about the University of Virginia program. I wanted to get everyone's perspective, and it was really shocking to me how many times people wrote about UVA or that they came up in the world of collegiate football in those early days. So it first started with several years of research. In fact, it's probably been 4.5 years that since we first started working on this. After the research process, we then started interviewing as many players as we could. We were very fortunate to get the illustrious Bullet Bill Dudley and one of his teammates, Howard Goodwin. We also were fortunate to get Dr. John Risher, who played in 1931, and Dr. Risher just celebrated his 100th birthday this year, so he will appear in the film also. And then many other star players from the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. So many, it's hard to list. There's over 40, and we got former coaches and historians and a couple other surprises. So a lot of people there in terms of interviewing and traveling and trying to get their interviews on camera. That was a couple years in the process. In fact, we just finished our last interview this May with current coach Mike London. And we were fortunate to do that on the lawn on a beautiful, beautiful spring day. In fact, the birds are chirping so loudly, you will be able to hear that in the film. I kind of wish the birds were a little quieter. But we take the story all the way to present day. And we just finished a hardcore 7 months of editing. It's a 2.5-hour film, which, you know, some people are kind of shocked about that. But I wanted to give people their money's worth, and there are just so many stories to tell. You know, this could have been 4 hours, 5 hours, but so to get it down to 2.5 hours, you know, I felt good about that, and I think people are going to just get a lot of stories.
It's an exciting documentary, and it is making history itself. This has never been done before. The comprehensive story of one of the oldest football programs in the nation, a program that actually helped to create football as we know it. The film is Wahoo Wah. And the premiere is this coming Friday at Newcomb Hall Theater at 10:30 a.m. So make sure you get there early, get a good seat, get your ticket. And Kevin, what is the tell me what the process is like? I mean, you say, you know, 7 months of hardcore editing. What exactly does that mean to you know, folks like me who don't really know what's that all about?
Sure. So we interviewed, you know, like I said, over 40 people. We transcribe all of these interviews, so, you know, we write down everything that's said in the interview. Obviously, you can't show the entire interview, or we would have a 100-hour-long documentary here. And we take the best pieces and parts and stories, and it's like putting together a 1-million-piece jigsaw puzzle, but you don't have the picture. Someone just told you it's a picture of the lawn, and there are, you know, 1 million pieces to it, and you have to figure out how to put it together. So, you know, we wrote it out. We had what you call a paper edit. Then we went through what we would call a radio edit, where we read a scratch track, the narrator, and we interweave that with the interview sound bites from the people that we interviewed. So if you closed your eyes and you just listened to it, it would sound like an almost completed documentary. And then at that point, we then layered that with the archival photos that we had. We had over 1,000 archival photos, dating back to the 1860s. And we put the photos in. We found this fantastic game footage that goes all the way back to 1927. The fantastic folks in the UVA Athletics Department and the Marketing Department, Todd Goodale and his group, were just so welcoming to us and to let us come in and to go through the archives and to find these things that I don't think very few people have ever seen before. So we then layered in the game film and the photos and things like that and the interviews, too. And then once that's all done, then you have to do the sound. And so there was probably a 1-month process just for sound effects and just picking out the right piece of music to go with each and every story to capture that emotion, you know, that we're trying to convey. And there are many different types of emotions in this film. It's not just rah-rah, you know, the accomplishments on the field. There were deaths, you know, there were new beginnings. There was war, World War I, World War II. There was, you know, just University of Virginia almost being expelled from the NCAA for fighting back against these scholarship regulations that they just thought were unfair. There was the really long losing streak in the late 1950s and early 60s where Virginia was a laughingstock, and then the rise to number one. So there's just so many different emotions that we tried to capture in this, and the music was so important. So, you know, we finished that. We did graphics. We tried to, you know, just really make this polished. And people that have seen it, I just feel so good that people are having such a great reaction to our focus groups have just been just thrilled with it.
Good stuff. We're talking with Kevin Eds. The film is Wahoo Wah, and it premieres this coming Friday morning at 10:30 at Newcomb Hall. Kevin, thank you so much, and we'll see you at the show.
Sounds good, Coy. Thank you.
Again, the website is uvafootballhistory.com. You can check out a preview there. We'll take a break for local news and weather. We're back in just a few moments.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.